application. The document was returned to them with his place of birth, Israel, scribbled out in an apparent act of anti-Semitism.
Now the situation over here is not good. To be a Jewish in the UK is very hard nowadays. And it's not getting better, it's getting worse and worse. I just think my daughter, in 20 years, what's her future over here?
The newborn's dad wants the person responsible sacked. The Home Office is investigating. The mother of one of the Nottingham attack victims says she was left crying and red-eyed when she was told that his killer's sentence will be reviewed. A decision to give Valdo Kanokane an indefinite hospital order for fatally stabbing three people last June has been referred to the Court of Appeal. Two men have been charged with murder over a shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs victory parade following their Super Bowl win. Player Travis Kelce has donated nearly £80,000 to help two sisters who are among the 22 injured. Prince William has made a rare statement on the war between Israel and Hamas, calling for the fighting to end as soon as possible. The royal also says there's a desperate need for increased humanitarian support in Gaza. Sports: British billionaire said Jim Ratcliffe has completed his 25% purchase of Manchester United. Joe Rawson reports.
Ratcliffe's Ineos Sports Group will take charge of all footballing matters at Old Trafford with the aim of taking the club back to the top of the world game. The boyhood United fan says it's a great honour that comes with great responsibility, while Joel Glazer of the majority owners, the Glazer family, says they will work together to deliver a bright future for the club.
And Manchester City's 1-0 win at home against Brentford has taken them to within a point of Premier League leaders Liverpool. That's the latest. I'm Faye de Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I could take you for a ride.
Green, green grass, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on a day.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good.
It certainly is. Hello, welcome everybody. Thanks for tuning in once again. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. It's Tuesday, it's the 20th of February. It's just gone 10 p.m. and here I am with you up until midnight. Keep it here, 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else. And of course, we are available on smart speaker as well. Just ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. What is coming up tonight for the next couple of hours on the show that goes like this? Then, well, as ever, we'll have celebrity birthdays. We'll be speaking to our roving reporter for the first time in a while, Scott Fish. We will have an intense debate raging via a poll on the Twitterverse. You can have a sneak preview at Ben Sim Radio if you get there quickly now. And lots of fantastic tunes, as ever, that link to the theme of the day. What are the themes of the day? They are to come. We're going to play a track to get us going, and after that, I will explain why I've played it. See if you can guess, wacky holiday lovers, why the show is beginning musically with the fantastic Doja Cat.
Do we come in? my breath right quick. He ain't never seen it in a dress like this. He ain't never even been impressed like this. Probably why I got him quiet on the set like zip. Like it, love it, need it, bad. Take it, own it, steal it, fast. The boy stop playing, grab my ass. Shut it, save it, keep it pushing. Why you beating around the bush and knowing you want all this woman?
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Doja Cat and Say So. Why is that? Because in case you didn't know, all across the world today it is Love Your Pet Day. That's exciting, isn't it? We should all be loving our pets. I'm sure everybody does anyway, but if you wanted a day where you had to focus on it particularly, the 20th of February is that day. There are other holidays, of course. Who could forget that on the same day, obviously it's dominated by loving your pets, but as well, it's Clean Out Your Bookcase Day. Sorry, what? Clean Out Your Bookcase Day? Well, if you needed a day, I suppose. It's also National Leadership Day. And it's also, get ready, National Day of Solidarity with Muslim, Arab and South Asian immigrants. Why make that a thing? Why make that a thing? Just always be in solidarity with people of other faiths and cultures. You know, do we need a day? On the flip side of that, don't ask me why this is a thing, because why on earth would anyone ever celebrate this? National Handcuff Day. Now that was the wrong fanfare, wasn't it? Too late now. Too late. The fanfare player is in trouble. Yes, it's National Handcuff Day. Why? That's one of those things that just kind of annoys me. And of course, don't forget, all week it's National Engineers Week. And of course, all throughout February, many of us will be sad that this will be coming to a close in 8 days' time. It is National Time Management Month. Time Management Month. I'm a bit of a procrastinator, I do have to admit. I was going to actually really dedicate myself to procrastinating, but I decided that can wait until tomorrow, to be honest. So, loads of great tracks coming. None of them are going to be linked to handcuffs or time management. No, most of them, nay, all of them, and I've said nay, which is a noise an animal makes, are going to be linked to a wonderful world of animals, because it is Love Your Pet Day, and there are a huge variety of animals you can keep as a pet. And I'm quite excited that we've got our roving reporter, Scott Fish, out on the case tonight. And he's certainly getting involved with some animals this evening. He's going to have a brilliant report to bring us in around about 20 minutes' time. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm sure you will be as well. And, of course, we'll squeeze in celebrity birthdays later. I'll tell you more about the intense debate in due course that's raging across the Twitterverse already. And I may just hit you up with some facts, because we love pets. There are animals that everybody commonly keeps as pets. What about some of the more unusual animals in the existence on our planet. I'll talk to you about some of those throughout the evening as well. So, lots to look forward to. Great music as ever. Not constrained by genre or time, so we could do absolutely anything as long as it fits in with the theme. This one certainly does. It's the Pussycat Dolls featuring Snoop Dogg. Hey, you don't get that kind of juxtaposition very often, and I didn't expect to say juxtaposition within 11 minutes of this show starting. This button's what it already is.
Yeah, no mama, you look good. I see you want to play for the player from the hood. Come holler at me, you got it. Bitch, no joke, believe it's a cat. I show you how I go there. Yeah, I want to throw that. Me and you, one-on-one, treated like a show. You look at me and I look at you. For your shirt, what you want me to do?
I'm telling you to loosen up my buttons, baby. But you keep running. Ain't what you gonna do to me. But I ain't seen nothing. I'm telling you to loosen up. You keep running, say what you gon' do to me, but I ain't seen nothing. Typical and hardly the type of fucker. I like when the physical, don't leave me asking for more. I'm a sexy mama, just how to get what I wanna. Wanna do a stream this on ya, of all the things that I told ya.
Pussycat. Now roll with the big dog. All six of y'all on me. Now tell me how I feel, baby dog. Ashley, Nicole, call me Jessica. Melody, you telling me?
My buttons, babe. Loosen up my. Loosen up my buttons, babe. 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 Won't you loosen up my buttons, babe. Loosen up my buttons. I'm telling you to loosen up.
FM. Pussycat Dolls and Snoop Dogg Buttons. Remember, with a Z on the end, not an S. Those of you in the know will, of course, know. Those of you that didn't, now you do. So there we go. Yes, it's the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. Just got going tonight. Great to have your company. Hope your Tuesday's treated you well so far. Have you been shocked by the later start time of the show that goes like this? We did it for the first time last week, my 300th broadcast. This is my 301st. We're just moving on. I think we're going to have to do something very special for the 500th, whenever that happens. That's going to be an emotional evening. 300th was mildly emotional, I suppose. The 100th was emotional. Let's not reminisce on numbers of shows I've done. Anyway, Let's move on. Yes, like I say, I hope you've had a great day, and it's lovely that you're here this evening. And of course, it's my job to make your ears happy with what's going on the Phoenix Airwaves, 98.0 and phoenixfm.com and smart speaker. Remember, of course, as ever, if you want that enhanced viewing / listening experience, you need to get yourself onto mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix 98 FM, and you will find the webcam feed into the studio. You can actually see me waving at you, which I am doing right now, webcam enjoyers. Hope you enjoyed that wave. If you want to get in touch with me, of course, you can throughout the show on social media. Ben Simmons and Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And you can even email the studio, radio at phoenixfm.com. Fantastic stuff. And of course, I'll give you a shout out if you get in touch. Now, I asked some people on social media in the run-up show... I'll be completely honest with you. I asked some people to name their first ever pet and what kind of animal it was. And I think it's fair to say that request has backfired slightly. Not many people have taken the answer seriously. Some people have. I'll explain why. Now, I think some people, even though you will be a friend of mine and will have seen that it was a genuine post from me on Facebook, I guess people are aware of scams and phishing with a PH on the internet as a danger these days. But, of course, many people, when they have to reset a password as a security question, will get asked, what was the name of your first pet? So by me asking that question on social media... people are assuming I'm trying to get a long list of people's password recovery questions and answers. That's not the case, but thanks to everyone that suspected that. Danny Stokes says, and for second prize, what was your mother's maiden name and what street did you live on when you were born? Yeah, thanks, Danny. Love the suspicion there. Paul Ayers says his first pet was Password the Password. See what's happened? People are suspicious, aren't they? It's good to be suspicious and stay safe online, I suppose. Some people have given genuine answers, but Danny and Paul particularly seem to be concerned that it may not have been me asking for the name of your first pet. I was just genuinely interested. First pet I remember was a tabby cat who belonged to my gran, and then... my gran passed away when I was 5, and her ownership therefore passed the tabby cat into my mum and dad and me. And that tabby was called Daisy May. We abbreviated it to Daisy. Daisy, obviously often named, often a cow's name rather than a cat's name. But I thought it was a lovely cat's name. And Daisy was a wonderful, wonderful cat who lived to the ripe old age of 16, I think. Yes, so that was my first pet. I was quite good at naming pets when I was younger, and clearly more inspired by the Wizard of Oz than I thought. I had a guinea pig, a white albino guinea pig called Kansas. And then when Kansas was no more and we got another one, it was a longer-haired, black and ginger and white and sort of a mixture of colours. And that one was called Toto. And I named both of those animals. I don't really remember doing it or being inspired by the Wizard of Oz, but yes, that's what happened. Then I lost my mojo, and we got a hamster, and I called it Hampy. Yellow Brick Road would have been better. Oompa Loompa would have been better. Come on. Oompa Loompa's Willy Wonka, though. It's not the Wizard of Oz, is it? It would have been better, there's no doubt. Tin Man, that would have been a funnier joke. It's got, don't do it too late. The moment's gone now. Play another track to try and get over the sheer displeasure that everyone must be feeling. Oh, I'm so glad you've tuned in for this. Here, A Curiosity Killed the Cat. They're on the Yellow Brick Road.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, how you doing? I'm sorry you couldn't get through. Cause she says a message that's been recorded especially for you. If you leave a name and a number, we'll get right back to you. You can leave a message now if you want to when the bleeps are through. Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
like I'm wandering around nowhere. All I'm after is to see your sunshine, smile and laughter. I feel like calling you, feel like some contact. I feel like phoning but I can't get through. I get,
hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Sorry you couldn't get through.
Oh, cause it's a message that's been recorded, mm-hmm, especially for you. And if you leave a name, we'll get right back to you. You can leave a message now,
not if you want to.
Silver color coin that is silver in appearance, yeah, but it's beatles in value. I say silver in appearance, cause I still can't get through. I get, hey, how you doing? Sorry you couldn't get through. This is a message that's been recorded,
and especially for you.
God knows you right inside. Maybe my timing ain't so good. You're playing music loud, like you should. Now how am I gonna clear a line to hear a human say, I won't play, no, I won't play now. I'm gonna play, yeah. I'm gonna take this time to find out you back. I'm gonna say, I'm gonna do. Unless I'm in a storm, so rage ain't nothing gonna change.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Curiosity Killed the Cat with Name and Number. Loads of animal-related music to come throughout the show because it is Love Your Pet Day, as well as all the other ridiculous things I talked about at the top of the show. Now, I did promise to talk about some unusual animals as well. Everybody loves cats, dogs, small mammals like guinea pigs, rabbits, hamsters, mice, rats, gerbils, the like. Other people keep larger animals, pets like horses, ponies. Some people even keep animals that other people might find unpalatable as pets, like spiders, like snakes. But, you know, they can all be lovely in their own way. I've done some exhaustive research, and by exhaustive research, looked at one of the first websites that came up when I Googled it. I'd now like to bring you some information on some of the world's more unusual animals. So, yes, this is sort of slightly disconcerting when you do research that some of these things exist. And it makes you think, if we ever find life on other planets, the chances of that life being humanoid is extremely remote. The chances of it being single-celled organisms could be quite high, I believe, but then more complex organisms, obviously. You just look on our own planet at some of the weird and wonderful things there are out there, and it does make you wonder. For instance, the longest animal in the world. Anyone know what that is? People might be thinking of whales, blue whales, but have you heard of the siphonophore? the siphonophore. All the F sounds are PHs. Siphonophore, longer than the blue whale, is 45 metres long. However, it kind of just looks like a long bit of string. If you imagined a string that was electrified, the image I'm looking at, it sort of looks blue in the light, and it's just a long bit of string arranged in a giant kind of spiral in waters around Australia. And yes, it is 45 metres long. It's basically like a sort of weird sea string that's kind of loosely related to jellyfish, because it has trailing, deadly, stinging tentacles through the water. Being 45 metres long, the writer on this website says, think of it a bit like a wall of death. That's nice, isn't it? I don't think it would kill humans, but probably fish that swam into the deadly stinging tentacles would be no more. So that is the siphonophore. You know, a little bit bizarre. And a slightly less bizarre animal, but the image that makes it look hilarious, is the muntjac deer. Has anyone heard of a muntjac deer? It sounds like it must have a CK on the end of its name, but it doesn't. It's M-U-N-T-J-A-C. And you can actually find them in the UK. They're often referred to as the barking deer. They're small, stocky, and have fabulous glands. Yes, they inflate facial glands, like similar to our cheeks, basically, and they look like they're puffing out their cheeks at some points. So, yes, but they are quite small, quite robust, and have impressive jumping ability, but bizarre inflating facial glands. The muntjac deer. There we go. Have a search for that online if you want to see a picture of what looks like a deer sort of blowing its cheeks out at someone. There we go. Well, shall we have another track and then speak to our roving reporter? I think we should. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to speaking to him. I'm sure you're all waiting with bated breath to see where he is and what he's up to. And on National Love Your Pet Day, I'm sure he's got himself into some hijinks. Scott Fish coming up after this from Florence and the Machine.
Happiness. She hid under beds.
FM.
Florence and the Machine, Dog Days Are Over. All the tunes are related to animals because it is Love Your Pet Day. We've sent our roving reporter to get involved with some animals. We'll find out what the heck he is up to as we hear from the one and only Fish. But of course, he's got his own jingle and we have to play that before we could even consider speaking to him.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
I didn't speak to him last week. I'm speaking to him now. Scott Fish, hello.
Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
Yeah. I'm good. You sound like you're keeping your voice down, Scott.
I've you're going to laugh when I tell you what's happened, Ben.
go on, try me, Scott, because we've had our moments over the weeks and months, haven't we? But yeah,
you said it was all about animals and pets, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I assumed you'd sort of find out something interesting about cats or dogs, or find like the oldest living cat in the UK or the cutest puppy somewhere. You know, where are you, Scott?
Well, my first idea when you gave me this brief was, as a roving reporter, I thought, well, pets, pets are animals, and also pets, you like petting them, these pets, so I could go to a petting zoo.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
Yeah, but then I thought, that's a bit rubbish, I'll go to an actual zoo.
Of course.
So I thought there'd be no problem at all with Phoenix FM paying for me to go to the world-famous San Diego Zoo.
Yeah, it's weird, because there are plenty of zoos in the UK, aren't there? Well, obviously... The time difference now, of course, with the later start, that makes sense. You wouldn't be able to get into a UK zoo at sort of 10 o'clock at night.
Ben, you've jumped the gun quite seriously, because I had a long sit down and think to myself and realised I would probably be making a mistake and should probably go to a UK zoo.
Oh, right, so you're not in San Diego.
I thought about this carefully and how many of my sort of journeys had gone wrong beforehand, so I thought, no, keep it simple.
Yeah.
Maybe I could go somewhere closer to home. I could go to Colchester Zoo.
Oh, that's lovely. I've been there. Yes, it's nice. But that isn't open at 10 o'clock at night, though.
Well, no, it isn't. And, in fact, actually... I decided that was probably a bit far as well, so I decided not to do...
Right, Scott, you haven't gone... So far, in your roving reporting, you've told us you haven't gone to San Diego Zoo and you haven't gone to Colchester Zoo. And also, it's 10:35 at night. I mean, I'm assuming you're in the car park of a zoo somewhere. Which zoo is it?
Well, I thought it would be really exciting to go to a zoo in Brentwood. Now, before you say it, Ben, you're going to tell me there isn't a zoo in Brentwood, aren't you?
Yeah, I know of an animal sanctuary. I don't know of a zoo. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a mobile zoo whose headquarters are in Brentwood called Exotic Explorers, Ben.
Wow, I did not know this. You've done well with your local research there, Scott.
Yeah, well, you know, as a Brentwood born and bred guy, I thought this would be a great thing to do. Now, obviously you know, but the listeners don't know, I was excited about San Diego because they had elephants, but obviously I couldn't go there, so I thought Colchester has elephants, but I didn't go there.
Yeah.
So... I went to Exotic Explorers in Brentwood, the mobile zoo that comes to you, but I thought I'd go to them, and they don't have elephants at all, because that would be practical.
Yeah, it would be ridiculous for a mobile zoo to bring elephants around people's houses and stuff.
It would be ridiculous, Ben. That is the word that describes what it would be. But what I was really excited, because my second favourite animal... is at Exotic Explorers.
Oh.
So I went along to Exotic Explorers today with a lot of my friends, and we got really excited, but I got so overwhelmed, I sort of fell asleep. And,
right.
They seem to have shut up shop, and to be honest, Ben, I'm locked in.
Oh, that is unfortunate. If you need us to call an emergency number for you or something like that, I'm sure we could do that in the morning, Scott. We can get round to it at some point. I mean, yeah, it's very busy here, you know.
I'm a little worried because, you see, I'm actually locked in one of the pens. Now,
right.
I was really excited because, obviously, as you know, I like elephants. My second favourite animals are skinks.
Skinks. Yeah.
They're the reptiles.
Yeah.
So I came to Exotic Explorers knowing full well they had skinks. But then I made a mistake, which in hindsight is quite serious.
Yeah. What's the mistake? Getting locked in is quite a big mistake, isn't
that
it?
That is a big mistake, but I mistook the names on the cages. So when I went in, I thought, I know, if I'm going to be locked in overnight, I'll go in the skinks, my second favourite animal. And it's quite dark, and there isn't really any lights here. So when I got into the cage with the animal, and I was feeling around, and I thought, this isn't a skink, is it? And I'd accidentally walked in to the skunk cage.
That is unfortunate. Also, I'm concerned why the mobile zoo keeps the skinks quite near the skunks, because it's a vowel-related accident waiting to happen, isn't it?
You know, it sounds so obvious when you say it now, don't keep your skinks next to your skunks, because someone is bound to fall asleep in the wrong cage.
Yeah.
I don't think they looked at health and safety properly. This could have been a serious risk assessment. Otherwise, obviously, Exotic Explorers, an amazing company, you know, call them up and see if they'll come to you. But don't get stuck in the skunks. I'm trying to be quiet because I'm worried that if I enrage them and they are rustling a bit. Now I've been talking to you and...
It's not going to smell good, is it? Let's just leave it at that. You know, I mean, I can't imagine that if the skunks get in rain, you're going to be smelling of roses, are you?
I'm
going
to stink then.
I mean, some people have questioned your general scent anyway, but after being in some kind of enclosure with skunks, it's definitely not going to be your fault. At least there's that silver lining, you know.
I reckon for the next 48 hours, my smell is going to be worse than normal. Oh, God, I think there's more than one of them.
Well, it would be unusual to keep one skunk, wouldn't it? I guess you've got to keep...
They're making noises, Ben.
Well, this has been one of your more entertaining reports, I've got to say, Scott. I didn't have high hopes when you started off saying you weren't in San Diego and you weren't in Colchester.
And now I think about it, I think I'd rather be in San Diego, Ben. Being locked in a small room with a skunk in Brentwood. I mean, it's Pilgrim's Hatch, but I still consider that Brentwood.
Many people do, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it probably would have been better to be in San Diego when I think about it. Colchester.
Yeah. Probably one of the closest reports you've ever been to our actual studios. I could almost come and let you out on my way home, but I won't, you know, because I've got to go straight home.
If you could, that's a shame. When are you back in? You're not back in until next week.
Not till next week. No, and although I will be going, it probably wouldn't be too far out of my way. I have really got to go home tonight, but I can.
Right, that's fine.
I could call the local police station on your behalf or something. But I mean, you've got a phone. You can do that, can't you, Scott?
I'm very low on battery, Ben. I'm really.
Right.
If you could just like drop, like write them a letter or something to Exotic Explorers.
I'll post them a letter tomorrow. Yeah, I won't email it because they don't have a good reliable Wi-Fi network.
They'll
there,
be out and about because they're mobile. You see, so if you could post a letter, let them know I'm in here. And
although
there's several skunks, at least seven, I think.
Let's hope they don't start any kind of mating rituals, because isn't it around that time that things can get interesting as well? I don't know too much about skunks, really, but I'm guessing.
You know more than I do. I'm quite worried.
Did you get to see the skink? Okay, your second favourite animal? Because I don't know too much about skinks, and we're talking about unusual animals tonight. And now I know they're not all that unusual, but what can you tell us about skinks?
They're my second favourite animal, Ben.
Yeah.
They're reptiles.
Yes. Are they kind of like a cross, or like a big version of a small lizard, or a small version of a monitor lizard, or something like that?
Yes.
Well, thanks for that. That's kind of a beautiful way to sum up tonight's report, Scott. I wish you all the best getting out of this situation. I mean, over the weeks you've worked for Phoenix FM, you've been incarcerated by presidential guards in the United States. You know, you've been on islands in far off climate. You've got yourself into all kinds of scrapes. But who'd have thought you'd be locked in a mobile zoo in Brentwood? That's amazing, isn't it? It really is.
Not
funny.
Not me, Ben. Not me.
No. Well,
here I am.
Ironically, the next track we're going to play is the Baha Men and Who Let the Dogs Out. I mean, it's sort of similar to your predicament, but not. But I mean, it'll be nice for you to introduce it and then get back to avoiding bad smells.
I'll make sure I listen on my mobile phone from the website using my data until my phone runs out of battery and I'm left alone.
Yeah.
With my skunky friends.
Don't worry, Scott, I'll be straight to the post office tomorrow. Second, admittedly, but I will post them a letter. Although, again, being a mobile zoo, if they move, the Royal Mail may not know where they've gone, will they?
Anything, Ben, anything. I love you.
Thanks. Do you just want to introduce the Baha Men and Who Let the Dogs Out?
Ladies and gentlemen, from exotic explorers and my skunky friends, this is Who Let the Dogs Out. Oh, they're coming!
Who let the dogs out?
The party was nice, the party was bumping, and everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling, and the girls respond to the call. I have a boom with shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Had a falcon, she really found and stepped out. Get back, Gruffy, bash Gruffy. Get back, you flea infested mongrel. Gotta tell myself I man, no get angry.
Hey,
yeah. The girls calling them canine. Hey, but they tell me, hey man, part of the party. You put a woman in front and a man behind. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Say, a doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
A doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
Who let the dogs out? The falcon, she really found and stepped out. Get back, Gruffy, bash Gruffy. Get back, you flea mongrel.
Well, if I am a dog, the party is on. I got to get my groove on, got my mind, I'm gone. Do you see the rays coming from my eye? Walking to the prison, the demon is breaking them down. Short, drill, and gassy color, any color but you. I think I knew, that's why they call me Pitbull. Cause I'm the man of the land, with it to me, that's it.
Who let the dogs out? 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 Who let the dogs out?
Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the Baha Men and Who Let the Dogs Out. We send best wishes to Scott Fish. I'm sure he'll get out of his predicament very, very soon indeed. Good luck with the skunks. Shame you didn't see the skinks. And lovely, lovely evening reporting as ever. So it's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. We just heard from our roving reporter, Scott Fish. We know it is National Love Your Pet Day. So we're playing music that links to animals in some way or another. We've had Doja Cat, Pussy Cat Dolls, Curiosity Killed the Cat. We've then had Dog Days Are Over from Florence and the Machine, and now the Baha Men with Who Let the Dogs Out. There's going to be one more dog track, and I don't mean a greyhound racing arena. I mean musical track that relates to dogs. And then we're going to move on to other animals too, musically, which is very exciting. And yes, there is an intense debate running on the Twitterverse while the show is on, and it will finish just as I go off the air tonight. And tonight's intense debate kind of involves a bit of quizzing as well, which I'm quite excited about. I'm simply asking, it's not animal related, it's just its own thing. What came first? We're not doing chicken or egg. This is a genuine question. Think about this. Orange the colour or orange the fruit? So what I'm getting at is, was the fruit named an orange because it was orange in colour? Or was the colour named orange after the fruit had already been called orange because the colour was the colour of the fruit? Do you see what I'm getting at? It's a difficult question. Basically, was the colour named after the fruit, or was the fruit named after the colour? What came first, the colour or the fruit? Orange. So far, all the voters think the fruit came first. If you feel differently, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter is the place where you can get involved in our hotly contested debate, the intense debate raging on the Twitterverse. At Ben Sim Radio, click on the profile. It's the first post at the top of the profile is this poll. It's a single click or tap to cast your vote. What came first, orange the colour or orange the fruit? All will be revealed in about an hour's time. Get involved. We love a bit of interactivity on the show that goes like this. Final dog track, and we're not talking about greyhounds. This is David Bowie.
As they pull you out of the oxygen tank,
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was David Bowie with Diamond Dogs. Fantastic stuff. We're moving away from cat and dog related music to other animals for the rest of the show. That's exciting, isn't it? And speaking of other animals, what about some of the more weird and wonderful animals you maybe aren't all that aware of? For instance, have you heard of a Hotzin? I hadn't until this evening. Hotzin. H-O-A-T-Z-I-N. Hotzin are birds. Did you know this? They're also called stink birds due to their foul odour, which is caused by the fermentation of food in their digestive system. It's an Amazonian bird, and as babies, the chicks have claws on their wings, which they use to climb trees. Adults ferment vegetation much like a cow. It gives them a manure-like odour, hence their nickname, the stink bird. Hotzins. There we go. Never heard of them before this evening, and it's not 100% certain I ever want to see them. But there we go. And now, talking of unusual animals, what about a monkey? Now, we've all heard of monkeys. That's not unusual. We've heard of types of monkeys, yes. People closely related to the monkey family. I'm thinking chimpanzees, gorillas, orangutans, then little ones as well. Spider monkeys, you know, all that kind of stuff. What about uakaris? Have you heard of uakari? The uakari. U-A-K-A-I. They're short-tailed monkeys, which are quite intelligent and generally peaceful. They have incredibly red faces. The healthiest males have the reddest faces. Females seem to know this and choose their mates based on how red the male's face is. Are the males permanently blushing to get female attention? It's a question, isn't it? We've got to consider it. Right, let's have a classic track. And it, of course it's animal related. Haven't heard this for a while. It has been on the show before, I can vouch for that. This is Chaz and Dave.
Rabbit, 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 rabbit.
You've got a beautiful chin. You've got beautiful skin. You've got a beautiful face. You've got taste. You've got beautiful eyes. You've got. This time you got it off your chest. Now you was just the kind of girl to break my heart in two. I knew right off when I first clapped my eyes on you. But hours on to know you've been my heroes too. With your incessant talking, you'll be coming a pest. Rabbit, 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 rabbit. Now you're a wonderful girl. You got a wonderful smell. You got wonderful arms. You got charm. You got wonderful hair. We make a wonderful pair. Now I don't mind having a chat, but you have to keep giving it that. No, you won't stop talking. Why don't you give it a rest? You've got more rabbit than Sainsbury's. It's time you got it off your chest. Now you were just the kind of girl to break my heart in two. I knew right off when I first clapped my eyes on you. But hours on to know you've been my heroes too. With your incessant talking, you're becoming a pest. Rabbit, 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 rabbit.
Yep, yep, rabbit, yep, 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 rabbit,
rabbit, bunny,
jabber,
rabbit,
yep, rabbit,
rabbit,
bunny,
rabbit,
jabber,
rabbit,
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 yep, yep,
rabbit,
rabbit,
bunny,
bunny,
yep, jabber,
rabbit.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
While that track was on, friend of the show Ellie from Beckles has been in touch and said, I've never ever seen rabbit